Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nate, Coach Keeves' sons, they're like grown-ups now. I remember they were kids drawing crayons all over their face. Now they're big-time judo athletes as well. So very good stuff there. Very good stuff. And you're right, 707, no time to the TO, do not play. You got to be cut from a different cloth to be a cop in that section, in that region. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, look, I mean, like, if you do care about the community, we can argue and cry online, or we can go out and participate in the good, right? And be a part of the change.
Now, I am disappointed in the community because it looked like Gray Highway is going to be closed for a park, and I cannot stand that.
Oh, well, you and I are in agreement there.
No, we're not, because it's
no,
going to
I'm
be,
in agreement. I'm frustrated, too.
Are you frustrated with the Gray Highway
thing?
Well,
after doing my research and reading more up on it, you know, like, I didn't realize some of the... Well, it's very complicated.
Very complicated.
No, you were right on your point of view. I did more research, and I ended up being wrong. I did not want them to do the park thing, because it's... They're stapling a bunch of other things that don't have to do with the park in there. So you and I are in agreement there. And it looks like it's probably going to pass, and that ticks me off.
Yeah, it ticks me off tremendously. What doesn't tick me off is whenever I get to talk to Gary Washburn. We love talking to Wash here from the Boston Globe. Been writing for the Boston Globe for many, many years. Covers the Celtics, covers the NBA for the Boston Globe. Gary Washburn joins us on the River Islands Guest Line, as all guests. On 95.7 The Game, appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? You better. River Islands in Lathrop, one of the fastest growing cities in America. Gary, Wash, what's happening, brother?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's up, Bate? How you doing, man? How you guys doing out there?
Oh, man, we're fired up, man. This basketball team is looking good right now as they head to Boston for this tough three-game gauntlet. And obviously, you're covering the Chaps, who won the championship last year in very historic fashion. One of the most efficient teams, both offensively and defensively last season. And they've come out of the gate rolling right now, although they had to set back in Indiana. But Boston's playing very, very well. And what we want to know, because we talked to you when you're out there in Paris for the Olympic Games, the Jason Tatum Steve Kerr storyline. How is that playing out there at Boston right now?
Well, I think Kerr will get a lot more vitriol from the fans than he will from, obviously, from Tate. I mean, the fans are going to remember. They have long memories, so Kerr is going to get soundly booed when he's introduced as the head coach. And I think Tatum privately has had this game circled. He hasn't said much about it. He's not going to say much about it. But, of course, he wants to play well in front of his Olympic coach. He wants to show that he should have played in both of those games against Serbia, that he shouldn't have been benched. And he's want to show that he's a top five player. It's a national TV audience. Obviously, it's the Warriors. It's Steph. It's Draymond, the team that beat him in the finals 2 years ago. So there's a lot of motivation for Tatum and for the Celtics. But I think Tatum is ready for this game.
So if you're one of the fans in Boston, do you hate Draymond more or Steve Kerr more currently?
Steve Kerr. Yeah, Kerr, because one, he held out Tatum in those two games against Serbia. Secondly, Jaylen Brown, who's not going to play tonight because of a hip flexor injury, didn't even make the cut for the Olympic team. And you got to think that Kerr might have had something to do with that. Who knows? Grant Hill's kind of taking the heat for that. But there's just kind of an overall annoyance with Team USA and the fact that obviously Kerr's the coach, but also still revenge from 2 years ago in the finals, and the Warriors were the better team, and the Celtics had a chance, had that 2-1 lead, had a chance to go up 3-1, and Curry took over in the fourth quarter of Game 4, and the Celtics were never to be heard from again. But I just think there's an overall annoyance with Steve Kerr. I mean, obviously Draymond will get boos or whatever, but the focus has shifted to Kerr.
Yep, no doubt. Gary Washburn here on the River Islands Guest Line, one of the best NBA writers we have here in this country, writes for the Boston Globe, of course, and has been doing it for a long, long time. Jaylen Brown, we know he's not going to play tonight. He's going to miss his third straight game. But where does he fall into the equation? Because he was snubbed completely off of Team USA. Well, I'm thinking, boy, Finals MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Why wasn't he on the team? And we kind of know why. We understand it. But where's Jaylen Brown fall into the equation, man? Does he have something against Kerr in the whole Team USA process?
I think it's more the process, because he felt like he should have gotten an opportunity, especially, you know, when Kawhi got hurt. And I mean, they brought on Derek White, and I think he was happy for Derek White. Derek's a good guy, one of the good guys in the league, and is one of the most probably improved players in the league over the last 3 or 4 years. I think people were happy for him, but Jaylen's like, wait a minute, like you said, Bonte, I'm the NBA Finals MVP, was the best player on the floor during the finals. Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and I can't even get a text message to say, you know, come out to practice or come take a look. You know, we want to take a look at you and we want to see if you're interested. Nothing. And he thinks it's corporate. He thinks of the fact that he has spoken out against Nike in the past and Nike controls the roster. You know, and it was a lot of political stuff. And Jaylen obviously is kind of can be divisive at times, can speak his mind. He is not, you know, fall in with a lot of other NBA players who kind of always try to say the right thing. Jaylen will speak what he believes, and he truly believes that affected his impact on Team USA. And if I'm Team USA, the question is, did you want Jaylen to go out to Paris and speak about world issues, speak about the war in Israel, speak about the things that were on his mind? And the answer, I'm sure, was no, because Jaylen's going to speak his mind on those things. He's a free thinker, and obviously, you know, from his Berkeley days, and that's something that they wanted no part of. So I think he believes it was all political, it had nothing to do with basketball. So he definitely had a gripe.
How is that 2022 championship viewed now? Because as a Warrior fan, I look back at the one that they lost in 2016 to LeBron, and I see all the LeBron highlights, and it's his high water mark, and it just still doesn't sit well with me. Even though they got Durant and they won more, and like it just doesn't sit well with me. But I do believe it fueled them to obviously acquire Durant and you know, to lead where they are now. How do you guys view the 2022 loss to the Warriors now that you've won a championship?
Well, I think the Celtics are more thinking that was kind of part of the experience they had to go through. They had to get to that point where they lost. They were, you know, they weren't the more experienced team. They weren't the more talented team, although people thought they were. They just didn't play well in the last three games of that series. Andrew Wiggins shut down Tatum. You know, there was just a lot of guys who stepped up. You know, obviously, if you guys remember, Jordan Poole stepped up and hit the big shot. Otto Porter had some good minutes. Bielica, whatever the guy's name was.
Oh, Bielica, yeah. We didn't even know how to say his name when he first came on. Well, Bielica. What is his name?
He played productive minutes. Like, the Warriors beat up the Celtics with their depth, and the Celtics had to take that beating and learn from it. And it took 2 years for them to get back, because if they win that title, things are probably different now. Do they win 2 years later? Are they in the position they're in? So I think they look at it like it was an experience that they had to go through, although it was regrettable, although they were upset, although they felt like, hey, if they finish off game four, they probably win the series. But they knew that the Warriors had the experience and the know-how, and they didn't.
You know, I want to get back to Tatum in just a second, but now I've thought about it here. Joe Mazzulla, he's an interesting cat. I see some back and forth between you and Coach out there in Boston, and he's an interesting cat. You know, he said earlier, hey, man, fighting may be good for the league, and some players push back. He's like, no, we don't need to fight. You need to play with passion, but we don't need to physically fight. What's up with Joe Mazzulla, man? He seems like an odd cat, man. He gets the most out of his team. He looks like he's locked in. It looks like basketball is his life. But he seems like a very interesting cat, a guy to cover on a day-to-day basis, man. It must be interesting for you, G-Watch.
Yeah, you could say that, Bonte. He's the most interesting coach and most interesting person you'll ever meet because he just thinks against the grain. He walks to the beat of his own drummer. He does not mind awkward moments. You know, most coaches don't want to be awkward. They don't want to make sound bites. Joe doesn't care. If he feels what he says, he's going to say it. There's plenty of sound bites, not only with me, but with other reporters asking questions, and he'll just tell you what he thinks. And if there's a silence, oh well. And, you know, he has a different way of thinking. And like you said, he said, you know, fighting should be potentially legalized, or like there should be an accountability like baseball where, you know, if you beam somebody with a pitch, you know darn well that that pitcher on the other team is going to beam one of your best guys. So there should be accountability when someone's flagrantly fouled, you should be able to carry that out. There should be a penalty box, things like that. I mean, that's a fun thing to think about. It's hilarious and it's interesting, but that's kind of the way he thinks. He thinks against the grain, but one thing he has done is these new thoughts and concepts have touched and have basically captured his players. So he's very close to his players. He's only 36 years old, so he's close to it. It's like a big brother, little brother kind of situation as opposed to most coaches, like, you know, let's say a Kerr situation where it's more of a father-son situation. So the players have bought in, and everyone knows that there's an unusual aspect of Mazzulla, but so far it's been successful.
Who's the guy on this year's Celtics that isn't getting talked about enough for how good they've been?
Peyton Pritchard is the guy. You guys remember him from the Pac-12 days playing those years at Oregon. Mm-hmm. He has turned into kind of a sixth man of the year candidate because he comes off the bench and he just fires. He would love that old Warrior system. He comes out and he just takes threes, and he's been hitting most of them. And that's the thing. In previous years, he's been a little bit inconsistent with his shot. This year, he's come off the bench, has no fear, and they tell him, shoot the ball, Peyton. And he just comes off the bench and will give you five threes in a quarter. He'll give you a 17-point quarter. He is a guy, you know, and he looks like an everyday guy. He's 6'1", not the greatest athlete, but plays hard, gets to his spots, plays tough, plays good defense. So there's a lot of things to like about him, obviously, if you look at him. But he's a guy who hasn't gotten a lot of attention but has had a really, really good year so far.
Last one for you, Washington. We appreciate the time this morning. I know it's going to be a lot of fun out there in Boston tonight at TD Garden here. Jason Tatum, back to him for a second. He looks like he's got an improved jumper. 26 of his 28 points, I guess, the other night against Atlanta when they blew him out by 30, 123 to 93. What is different about Tatum's game? Is his release quicker? Is he moving better? Is he good? What's the difference between Tatum this season as opposed to last season?
Yeah, he had kind of a hitch in his shot that he was taking the ball below his waist and then lifting it back up. And he's tried to eliminate that. Now he's shooting 35% from three, so it's not working effectively as much yet. He had eight threes in that opener against the Knicks and was okay. Then he went to a cold streak, and then he came back against the Hawks and had six of 14. But he's just kind of tried to eliminate some of the movement in his shot and just take a straight jumper. And I think that that's been the key. And also, he's become a better playmaker, a better passer, a better passer out of the double teams because he's seen all types of defenses. So he's become that player. Now, if he was this same player in 22, they probably win the finals. But he has learned from his experiences, learned from being defended certain ways, and has become a better all-around player.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Wash. We always appreciate the time. This would be a fun one. Sucks that, though, Jalen Tatum's going to play this one. We know he's got a little history with Draymond Green, although they're cool now, but we all remember that 2022 NBA Finals. And, heck, we remember last season when the Celtics blew the doors off the Warriors by 52 points in that same building. Should be a great night. We'll be watching. We'll be reading your stuff at the Boston Globe as well. Wash, always good to catch up with you, brother.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Anytime. Gary Washburn, Boston Globe, covers the Celtics for the Globe. one of the best NBA writers out there, has been doing it for a long time. He's a Cal grad. He's a Cal grad. So he went to Cal Berkeley by way of L.A. As we get ready for this game, I'm getting excited for this one.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.